Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. You can also hear us on FM 93.7. Now, two great radio stations we broadcast this program all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, also, a special shout-out goes out to those across America, including our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to that, how about everybody working on the Third Watch? Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers getting the job done with the packages and with the mail that needs to be delivered every day. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And now the home heating oil, too. Let's not forget about that because it's getting a little nippy around parts of the country. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers. Thanks for listening to us, as well as our Amazon drivers out there. And we appreciate you guys and girls out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. In addition, you'll find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Gab. You'll find us on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're also on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget to go check us out either at our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, and Adam Schiff. We'll have a lot of news about Adam Schiff in just a couple of minutes here. All right, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody from the land of the 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Yippee-i-o, Cal Patty, and did you say 100-mile-an-hour wind?
That's right. In some places, they clocked in at about 100 miles an hour, overturning some big rigs as well.
So I bet.
Trucker fins. Yeah, we feel bad about that. And but finally, they're starting to dissipate, Captain. That's the good news.
Were these the Santa Ana winds?
Just yes, they were, as a matter of fact. And for the last day and a half, it's been pounding Southern California.
Goodness sake, because 100-mile-an-hour winds will do a lot of damage. That's better than a Category 1 hurricane scat through. So, wow. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight, and before we get involved in the satellite TV fight going on with DirecTV and Newsmax and One American News, and the Congress is now sticking their nose in it, we got to talk about Adam Schiff. Now, old pencil neck, as he's known, right?
Right.
Yeah. Old Pencil Neck has been booted off the coveted House Intel Committee. He's trying to get back on. Kevin McCarthy said, no way, Jose, you are a security risk because you were leaking information, and we can prove it. And by the way, our former Secretary of State yesterday, in a television appearance on Fox News Channel, namely Mike Pompeo, said that Representative Adam Schiff of California had leaked classified information the entire time that he was on the committee to the news to get it out there to try to discredit not only former President Donald Trump, but the Republicans in general, although it's come back to backfire on him because now he's the guy in the hot seat. Now, Pompeo, of course, who served as CIA director and Secretary of State under President Donald Trump, would know these things, correct?
Of course, yeah.
And I would believe him before I would ever, ever believe Adam Schiff.
Well, one of the things that Mike Pompeo was talking about was that, you know, Schiff would receive information, right, classified information, and he would essentially show up in places it shouldn't be showing up, Pompeo said, with alarming regularity, he said. So, yeah, I think he's definitely on the track for something there.
Now, to add insult to injury, Pompeo came out yesterday and announced he was running for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat.
That's right. Adam Schiff did. Exactly. Adam Schiff came out and said, and he's going to be taking on, by the way, Captain, we have another declared candidate, and that's Katie Porter, Congresswoman Katie Porter.
Now, there's a couple of birds of a feather.
Right. Well, here's the interesting thing about this whole thing about trying to replace Dianne Feinstein or get her seat in the upcoming election. And that is, Captain, that in California, it's an open primary, basically. They call it a jungle primary. And that means
top two votes.
The top two vote getters, whether they're from the same party or not, doesn't matter. So Adam Schiff, at this point, could be taking on Katie Porter for the U.S. Senate seat. It'll be interesting to watch those two decide how they're going to go at it. Yeah.
Now, it gets even stranger because Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, introduced the pencil legislation. What's that?
The pencil legislation is what it is. It's an acronym, right? Preventing Extreme Negligence with Classified Information Licenses, or pencil resolution. This particular thing would essentially bar Adam Schiff from accessing any classified information.
Yeah, he's referring to Pencil Neck Schiff. What a way to start the show, Kyle. You couldn't make this stuff up. Hang on. You couldn't make this stuff up, folks. I don't care if you were standing on a 10-foot pole and you already had it in your hands. You could not make this stuff up. Adam Schiff is a liar, a deceitful person, and he should not be allowed to run for the Senate, let alone get elected. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for being there. And by the way, Kyle Warren will be heard this morning in a special segment, in a 5 o'clock hour segment, hour number 4 of the program. You want to be around for that. Frank Silvato has the day off, so Kyle just agreed to come back and do that segment with me. And that, I'm looking forward to that because we can get a lot of stuff in there to that different hour section there from 5 to 6 a.m. in the morning, my time, Eastern time. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I take and I have taken for well over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, I've got problems, obviously, pains and this, that, and the other from injuries I've had in the past. And I started to take it because of the fact that I did have these problems. And one of the problems was I had a back problem before I had the problem with my ankle from the World Trade Center and my foot and all that stuff in my leg. But it worked. So I knew that it probably would help me with my ankle and foot with the inflammation and the swelling and all that stuff. And it does. It does. It absolutely does. Now, that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is an all-natural ingredient list that helps your body's natural response to inflammation. And inflammation is the cause of pain. It's the cause of swelling. It's the cause of the discomfort that you have wherever and however you have it. Now, this mixture of ingredients will help or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems is you've got going on by going straight to the source. Best part about the product with E-Factor is it's 100% drug-free. No drugs in this at all. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In addition, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, four little easy-to-swallow capsules in there. You take one packet at a time. You take it with food, start out in the morning, and if you need another one, you take it at lunchtime, and then if you happen to need a third one, you take it at supper time. So that's what you do. That's the way it works. And believe me, if you follow the instructions and you take it the way it says, you will soon be out of pain and feeling a whole lot better. So it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over here to that website, take advantage of it, order your $19.95 3-week quick start over there. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And boy, is that the truth. I mean, that is a flat dab, honest to God truth. Speaking of truth, now that we got the Adam Schiff story out of the way, notice I didn't mention Omar and I didn't mention Swalwell in this. But then again, Swalwell, again, the thing about him, folks, you have to understand this. He couldn't get a security clearance in the regular sector, the regular civilian sector, for anything because of his known association with the Chinese spy who he was sleeping with, and I might add, at the time that he was married.
Well, whatever went on with Feng Feng, it was certainly, yeah, Feng Feng.
It was fun, and then Feng Feng took, something like that, was it?
Yeah.
It was fun, till Feng Feng took the penny away. I just made that one up. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. Well, certainly, whatever went on with this woman from China, certainly would call into question whether or not Eric Swalwell was in fact compromised in some way, or might have been being groomed for something else having to do with passing along information. Now, that's just our speculation. We're just looking at what the outward appearances are, and at this point, assuming the worst, unfortunately. But you're right. Just the appearance of that captain would keep him from getting that kind of security clearance. So to have him on the Intelligence Committee, Nancy Pelosi, of course, had every opportunity to remove him from that committee, should have done it, because it would have been in the best interest of the country and not just in the best interest of her political party. So that's a shame.
Well, she was too busy at the time trading stocks and making $20 million with her inside information and from deals.
Well, that's right, and there is some concern now, evidently, about her selling Google stock, I believe, before there was the DOJ investigation.
Yep.
So, again, it may turn out to be in the wash to, quote, not be illegal, but the American people, Captain, I think, don't want their elected representatives to simply be able to do this kind of stuff.
It is illegal for you and I to conduct trading based on insider information, things we know about. It is not still, but will be soon, I think, illegal for the members of Congress to do such. And there is legislation moving through to make that illegal and to stop it. We'll get into that in a little bit. Right now, I want to mention, folks, that Ukraine wants more. After securing Western tanks to defend against Russia's invasion, Ukraine already knows that they want F-16s and other fighter jets next, an advisor to its defense minister said Wednesday. He said, and I quote, "The next big hurdle will now be to get fighter jets," said Yuri Sak, an advisor to Defense Minister Olsky Rezanov. He told Reuters in an interview, "If we get them, the advantages on the battlefield will just be immense. It's not just F-16s. It's the fourth-generation aircraft. This is what we want." What do you think?
Well, that's exactly what he's saying. And by the way, Captain, the aerospace company Lockheed Martin has already responded to this and saying it's ready to ramp up production of F-16 fighter jets.
Well, sure they are. So they're going to make money.
Well, of course.
Somewhere along the line, they're going to get money for this.
Well, of course they will. And so, again, getting air superiority or the ability to compete, let's say, with the Russians with parity would certainly also be a game changer. So if you add in the tanks, and then if you were to add in these kinds of aircraft, we could see a huge turnaround in this war.
Now, we talked about Adam Schiff. We've talked about Swalwell. We've talked about Omar, right?
Right.
How about Michigan Congressman Rashida Tlaib and what she's now done, throwing her support to a group that rioted against police in Atlanta, Georgia, and now she herself, with that group, faced charges of domestic terrorism?
Yes, well, you know, when we come to these kinds of representatives like Tlaib or even like Omar, for example, it seems, Captain, that they at one point in time they would have simply been considered to be on the fringes, and they might have their special meetings or their you know sort of rants that they would do, but now it's becoming sadly much more into the mainstream where they have a much bigger effect, and to try to throw support to those who are rioting. You know, because in our day and age, there are ways to express your opinion. If people have an opinion about a particular incident, especially with police, there's ways to express that. Mm-hmm. But rioting shouldn't be the way to do it.
I just got a little direct message here from Lonnie in Toledo. Lonnie says, "Hey, Captain, did you hear Adam Schiff took to TikTok to whine about being removed from the Intel committee? TikTok, he wants everybody to go over there so the Chinese can get their names, addresses, telephone numbers, and other information and use it against them."
Well, Adam Schiff, you know, I don't know. He may not be the sharpest tool in the shed on stuff like this, but this guy is definitely trying to parlay, you know, into the senators, into the United States Senate. I don't know what's scarier, TikTok or Adam Schiff in the Senate.
Well, TikTok is run by the Chinese government, period. TikTok is being used to gather information on American citizens, period. China is taking that information and using it for nefarious purposes, period. And I want to emphasize one more thing. The United States government has said no more TikTok on any of our devices. That comes off now. It will be banned, blocked. You can't use it because of what it does. So what part of that does Schiff not understand?
Well,
he's the big Intel guy, by the way.
Well, sure, he very may well understand that, but at the same time, getting his message out to him perhaps would be maybe that's just more important than any national security problem that has been clearly identified in a bipartisan way, by the way. So I just think he just wants to be heard. That's it.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about this Tyre Nichols situation in Memphis, and Kyle's going to hang on there. I'll be right back. The thing of it is, folks, is we don't know what is going to happen tonight when they release this body cam footage in Memphis, in Atlanta, and other deep South cities. It's not going to be pretty. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Judani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Austin said al-Sudani was responsible for fostering ISIS in Africa and funding worldwide operations. President Biden ordered the raid following a recommendation from Austin and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley. Officials say no civilians were injured. NASA workers, guests, and families of the Challenger, Columbia, and Apollo 1 crews honored the fallen astronauts Thursday during the Space Agency Day of Remembrance at the Johnson Space Center. This year's ceremony focused on the 20th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Columbia accident that killed seven astronauts on February 1, 2003. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website to go to. And remember, when you go over to MyPillow, he's got hundreds of items on sale at his radio listener specials page. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the homepage just a little bit, you'll see the big logo link to be able to get yourself into the radio listener specials page. When you get in there, it will ask you for a promo code. The promo code will be Captain, Captain, and that's the promo code you'll use to save a bunch of money. In some cases, you'll be able to save 80 to 90% on items that are being discontinued. In other cases, you'll be able to save upwards to 50% or buy one, get one, as the case may be. But it's all right there on that page, the Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things they have. You're going to like what you see. And there's so many things there. I can't even begin to imagine to mention them to you, but there's so many things there. You can just save. And if you don't have a pair of the mice slippers, you need to get a pair of those. They're just fantastic. Now, promo code will be Captain. There's a phone number you can call to if you want to talk to a live person. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number to call. And you can call that number, ask any questions that you want, and they'll help you out. Remember, your promo code will always be the word Captain at MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I've got breaking news coming in. I'm watching a raging inferno in Los Angeles. An apartment building is on fire. I certainly hope nobody's been hurt, but it's a horrible flaming mess right now.
Yeah, I believe that was just a little bit earlier this evening, Captain. I actually saw some of it myself. Very brave firefighters. They
100,
call them
100 of them.
Yeah, Los Angeles bravest. They were right up there on top of the roof. It was about a two-story building. They're up on top of the roof, and they were cutting the parts of the roof open and so forth, trying fighting it eventually with the hose, and again trying to do their best. And they started to really get it under control, and it was amazing to see how they were able to do that. So as far as I know, I believe the fire was out a while back, and they got it under control and saved the other buildings.
Well, what I'm looking at is it's not under control at all. It's raging.
Okay,
it's
so maybe there's another one happening. Maybe there's another one happening in Los Angeles.
No, but we'll check it out. We'll check it out, but I'm watching it right now. I'm watching the video of it, so it is what it is. All right, back to the news, and we got plenty of it. You know, we have Ron DeSantis, our governor, who has backed Harmeet Dillon for the RNC chairmanship. He says, I think we need new blood. They had a debate, I think it was yesterday, all three of the major candidates. Mike Lindell from MyPillow is running for that, as well as the Harmeet Dillon, as well as Rona McDaniel, all running against them, each other there. Don't know what's going to happen. They're voting on that today. We'll know by tonight when we come back on the air, though, I think, right?
I believe so. And it's interesting, of course, Governor DeSantis talking about them, you know, they need some new blood, quote unquote, basically. Yes, I think that Rona McDaniel, I think, has certainly an uphill battle with this. But again, I think it goes back to the GOP also needing to be unified, have a unified message. And that's got to be coordinated. And so whether or not the RNC chairperson was able to do that or could have done that, and that's a good question, but certainly I think that's what's needed moving forward.
Well, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, for the most part, the Democrats are coordinated when they run candidates for anything. They're all singing the same tune.
Well, sure. And look what they did during the last midterms. They all decided – somebody got around a conference table somewhere, or they got together at the local diner or something, and they said, it's going to be abortion. Everything we talk about is going to be framed by abortion. To such an extent, Captain, that even, one of the candidate, Caruso in Los Angeles, he didn't win, of course, for mayor, but he made a special commercial. I could tell because it was this sort of standalone commercial talking about a woman's right to choose. And so everybody knew that abortion was this huge issue, and they coordinated it, and they I think it actually did a lot to stop the red wave.
Now, there was an error by TRICARE in removing some 25,000 TRICARE beneficiaries from coverage on January the 16th due to an error related to the service's new human resources platform. Soldiers that are listening to me say this right now, if they haven't done so already, need to verify that their families still have coverage, because this was a glitch. According to TRICARE, they're getting this fixed as soon as they find out about it, but there's got to be a terrible inconvenience when you take somebody that's like a little one that's sick to a doctor's office, and you think you got coverage, and all of a sudden they go, oh, I'm sorry, but your coverage is no good.
Well, that's right, and we understand that the TRICARE people are now saying that they've confirmed the eligibility was restored for for soldiers and their dependents. However, they say you need to check, because in some instances, soldiers must still re-enroll their family members to make sure that they have coverage. So that is priority number one right now.
Even though it wasn't their fault.
Well, of course not. But if it's they're chalking it up to an IT glitch, so for better or for worse,
here we go again.
Best, Yeah, it's just best if you can log in, if that's how you access their system, perhaps, and then just make sure that everything is copacetic, and then you'll feel better about it. Absolutely.
Now, do you remember all the stuff that we left behind in Afghanistan, all the military hardware we left behind?
Yeah, wasn't it like $85 billion worth or something like that?
Guess who is negotiating with the Taliban trying to buy that stuff right now?
I think it's Vladimir Putin, to be honest.
Vladimir Putin himself and Russia are trying to negotiate with the Taliban to buy the material left behind, the military hardware left behind in Afghanistan by our beloved, well-known President Joseph Biden and his Secretary of the Military. I'm using that word for a phrase here.
That's right. That's because Joe Biden called him the Secretary of the Military earlier. You're right. And, well, Captain, of course, you know, isn't that something? I hate to say, but now some of that material hopefully was rendered inert, but not all of it, I'm sure.
No.
And
none of it was, because they were in the vehicles driving them around the very same day we left.
Right. Right, exactly. And so we knew that was going to come back to haunt us somehow. So first and foremost, don't give the Taliban $85 billion worth of American military hardware, because they will simply subjugate the people and the women and the children. But now, of course, if it makes their way to Vladimir Putin's hands, that's also very bad. But it's also very telling, too, Captain. He's running out of material to a great degree.
And they need money. And they need money, the Taliban.
Well, sure. So it's a win-win for those factions, for Russia and for the Taliban.
Now, don't you have a little short piece of audio about all this, what Biden said?
Well, Biden earlier, Captain, was at the White House, and he made the following statement about sending tanks and other material to Ukraine. But listen carefully to how he characterizes Ukraine, and then, as you rightly pointed out, the Secretary of the Military, quote-unquote. Let's listen.
Together with our allies and partners, we've sent more than 3,000 armored vehicles, more than 8,000 artillery systems, more than 2 million rounds of artillery ammunition, and more than 50 advanced multi-launch rocket systems, anti-ship and air defense systems. All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression that's happening.
You can counter Ukraine's brutal aggression.
The Secretary of State and the Secretary of the military behind me they've been deeply involved in this whole effort.
It sounds like he just sort of woke up from a nap. I hate to say, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's pretty bad, isn't it, Captain?
Medication was wearing off.
I guess, again, here's the other thing. Whenever Biden is speaking like this and he makes these amazing, you know, inaccurate gaffes like that he does, the people standing behind him, the Secretary of the Military, for example, they can't say anything. They can't even react.
They roll their eyes.
A little bit, yeah.
I've seen them do that. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, we're going to be coming right back with more. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall be right back with more. It's a Friday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming back to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Crying. You've been laughing, pretty baby.
jamming going on there, Kyle. Joe Bonamassa and Eric Clapton getting it done further on up the road at a concert. That's good stuff.
It really is, yeah. And the two of them playing together, just it's just sublime, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. One compliments the other. Of course, the difference in the style, the singing style is there. But, I mean, that it's got that driving bass beat sound going. That really sounded good. Really sounded good. And I'll bet there's a few guys going, man, where can I get that? Where can I get that? Well, I would suppose you just Google or look up, search, do the search for Further On Up the Road with Joe Bonamassa and Eric Clapton, and you got it, right?
That's right, yep.
Yep, and that's a hell of a song. That was a remake, by the way, of a popular hit. All right, let me get to the source here of the weather. A strong Arctic cold front is going to bring heavy snow and blowing snow and high winds across the northern plains for the next couple of days. As this front moves south, bitter cold is going to spread across much of the western two-thirds of the country. There will be a fair amount of it coming into the southeast over the weekend. We'll get to that in a second. But lake effect snow is going to continue downward to the Great Lakes. It's going to get really messy in Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, and over there by Buffalo again. So be prepared. I know they are. It's wintertime up there, so you never know what's going to happen. It seems like every weekend you get lake effect snow. And heavy snow and areas with a wintry chill can be expected all the way down as far as South Florida this weekend. Hello. Come in. Take it away, Kyle.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And we'll talk about heavy snow expected up in northern Idaho. This is going to, of course, up on 4th of July pass. So right now it looks like it's 35 degrees. And so it looks like if you're going to get any precipitation, it's going to turn into snow. Expect snow as you go through in the early hours of Friday morning, clearing a little bit Saturday and Sunday. So you have a little bit to look forward to there. But heavy snow expected in that area. Also, most of northern Montana, down through Idaho Falls, and then also into eastern Montana as well. So Missoula, right now reading rain and snow, by the way. Helena and on over towards North Dakota, they're going to continue with that winter storm warning. Winter storm watch, it transitions into that as you go into central Wyoming, but still heavy snow could be possible there and expected as well as we travel down even towards Cheyenne, I believe. Casper, I should say, heavy mountain snow there. So you want to be careful of that. Then also, we're looking to see some more weather come in, especially in the Southern California on Sunday and into Monday. The winds have cleared out now. Those wind advisories have now dropped off about an hour and a half ago. So that's good. The winds have died down, but they were pretty destructive, Captain. A lot of big rigs evidently were flipped over out on the roads in California, the high desert area as well. So please do be careful of that. Right now in Seattle, Washington, we're looking at, of course, a lot of rain and snow in that area. Continue, as we mentioned, snow coming through northern Idaho down towards into Montana. And also it looks like we got a little bit of snow, as I mentioned, down near Idaho Falls and especially down near Burley. And this would be along, of course, I-84. So be careful out there.
Well, we'll start with North Dakota because all of North Dakota will eventually be under snow today as that winter storm comes across from Montana. Right now you do have some snow starting up on I-29, Minot, North Dakota, all the way down through into South Dakota, almost all the way to Sioux Falls right now, I-29. There's a winter storm warning to the extreme northern part and just inside Minnesota up there as well in the western part of Minnesota. That snow will continue to move across Minnesota. Temperatures will drop like a rock. You've currently got some freezing rain and drizzle on I-80 west of Lincoln over around North Platte coming across all the way to Omaha and into Iowa. There'll be more of that to come. Down in Kansas, in the northwestern corner of Kansas, you've got a bone-chilling night there. Very cold temperatures and no snow, but cold temperatures. And again, your fuel better be right if you go west of the Mississippi going anywhere. It just better be right or you're going to have troubles. Now, the snow is going to continue. The upper peninsula of Michigan right now, you do have winter weather. Lake Michigan, winter storm warning on both sides of Lake Michigan, Lake Machine. Lake Snow Effect Machine is going to kick into play along the western side of Michigan from the lake, Lake Michigan, the way the wind will be blowing. And we'll get some snow in Wisconsin, some snow in Illinois, snow in Indiana, again, because of the way the wind is blowing off the lake. Toledo, you're probably going to get some snow today. Cleveland East, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania. Then Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way east to Buffalo, New York. That lake effect is going to lay right in there, and you are going to get dumped on this weekend. Now, depending on what happens with the winds, it looks like as if it could also happen in upstate New York along the Thruway. Over into the Adirondacks, it's too early to tell yet. It's not doing what it needs to do wind-wise. However, we do have an area of snow in West Virginia right there on the line with Maryland in the mountains that could get real interesting as the night goes along. And we've also got in Kentucky, the central part of Kentucky, some conditions favorable to winter weather, which we might be talking about in the next segment here. Georgia, going up I-75, Valdosta, Georgia, tonight. You're going to have freezing cold temperatures. The temperatures are dropping here where I'm at right now. It is currently 49 degrees in Tampa, and we're going to have three nights of very cold temperatures here. Tomorrow will be colder than tonight. However, we don't need to have any more. We've already had our winter. It started early this year, Kyle, and all I can tell you and tell the people is that I wish that we'd just go away. We moved here in the wintertime to be nice and comfy.
That's right. And then suddenly it starts following you.
So oh, exactly. God.
Yeah.
And I come from the snow belt, so I know what it's like. Not that we're going to get snow here, but it's going to get cold again. Jeez.
Wow. Yep.
Well, it's got to be helping the orange crop, if nothing else, because as long as it doesn't freeze and it gets cold, that means the oranges get sweeter. The brick gets denser in them and sweeter. That makes the grapefruit and the citrus sweeter.
Oh, very interesting. I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J when it gets cold.
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers when it gets cold because you can get a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of hot chocolate, maybe a hot bowl of chili. You name it. You want to warm up.
Love the chili.
Oh. That's right. Yeah. So you want to warm up. You want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Check out all their amenities. Check out their locations function. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Start saving today and get great offers. Pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. And Kyle's going to hang on. I'm going to hang on. Everybody's going to hang on because we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, a great day in the neighborhood for everybody, and we're going to be right back with more
for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.